Howdy, folks. Welcome back to Dance Fever, the only recap podcast show covering three dancing shows currently being aired somewhere in the world, because only two of the shows we talk about are in the U.S. One is somewhere else. I'm one of your hosts, Eddie Lee.
I'm the other, Tarian.
Three shows, four episodes, and five episodes of a talk show. And we do it all for you guys.
Yeah, right.
Starting off with the second episode of the first season of Roller Jam. Our hostess is Jordan Sparks. Do we call him a hostess or just the host?
I call him a hostess.
Okay. The judges, Johnny Weir and Terrell Ferguson, they're carryovers from the first episode and probably for all the episodes.
They are.
With a revolving guest this week being Michelle Williams of Destiny's Child, because DJ Ari Spins is spinning for us tunes from the 2000s for our five groups. All five groups come out and introduce themselves to It's Your Birthday from Uncle Luke, which that song will rear its head later on in the episode as well.
Mm-hmm.
First group out competing, a group of five, Discoasis, although they pronounced it like two words, but it's spelled like one, Discoasis, but just one O. Two guys and three girls from L.A., California. They danced to Britney Spears' Toxic. Any thoughts on them by themselves?
They were okay. They weren't my faves.
This set of five, though, did have the group that we both liked the best out of the 10 we've seen. Mm-hmm. And I'll put forward the group that I think probably will end up winning everything.
Okay.
Second group out was Skate. With an eight. Skate Shot from Kansas City, Missouri. Three guys and two females dancing to Lady Gaga's Just Dance. Any thoughts?
I thought it was too sloppy.
Too sloppy? Like they don't practice enough together? Sloppy? Mm-hmm. Next out, House of Skate with an eight. Out of Atlanta, GA. Four guys dancing to Hump It by the Black Eyed Peas. I think I like them second.
I did too.
From last night. Maybe not second overall, maybe, but definitely second from the second episode. Fourth out, the Motley Hotshots, spelled, well, just like it sounds, out of Tampa, Florida, dancing to Weezer's Pork and Beans. That was three girls. Now, they had from their vignette, or what do they call them on Dancing with the Stars?
Package.
Package. Their package. Which, for me, growing up a guy, that has a whole different meaning. But unless I misunderstood, they live where they practice and play and skate and everything like that. So they live on the area where their skate park is. And they are vert, bowl, trick, stair, rail skaters.
Kind of like what they do on skateboards when you see the skateboard competitions.
In the X Games, yes.
In the X Games where they're going down the rails of the stairs and they're right. Jumping and they're going up ramps and jump. And, I mean, that's what they were doing.
An actual park. Whereas
yeah,
all of the
park.
Vignettes we've seen from Venice Beach in California, it's all paved parking lot, basketball court kind of out in the sun kind of things. But this is... When I think of roller skating, because I was first exposed to it as a child via the 70s, wheels were used in skate parks, skateboards. But also, if you put on skates, anywhere other that I've ever seen than Venice Beach, you do it in a park. You skate in a park. And these three girls apparently live at the park. I don't. That's all they said.
They built one in their backyard.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I just thought... Because seeing the park, now the park looked pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can just hop up whenever they want and go and skate, that's pretty cool. They were out of their element. This is not a vert competition. So they were just, they had some skills that translated, but it just was not, this was just not their bag. It's not what they do. Final, the last group out of Tampa, Florida as well, six guys. Which, not just six guys, but this is a club that has been around for a while.
Three generations are in this group.
And these are just the latest guys that represent Honor Roll Skate Crew. And that's Honor, not On A, but Honor Roll. And they came out to Check It from the Beastie Boys. And
blew it away.
Smoked them. Everybody in this group.
But then
everybody in the
first
group.
There are several of them that have done this professionally.
For different
well, musical artists.
Just about everybody, though, has a person who has toured with.
Okay.
If you listen and watch, just about all of them.
But this one has the multitude of
them.
Yeah,
that's what it seems that all of these guys do. Mm-hmm. This is just their home base kind of thing. And so everything that this show is about is what these guys do, which is kind of interesting when you consider that one of the people from the first episode, one of the groups, was from Las Vegas. And I'm like, well, entertaining is absolutely what you do in Las Vegas. So why? And that group, actually, it was two couples. And I think that's what kind of messed things up is that
that wasn't the Vegas group.
Oh, no, you're right. It was
that
a
was
five.
The
Vegas group was five. Yeah, why they didn't really.
I think everybody wasn't quite sure what to bring to the table.
I get it. But yeah, I was.
Because I can't imagine. Because a lot of the packages had a lot more dynamic tricking skating than what the actual what they chose to do.
Now there also, of course, is your time limit, whatever it is, a minute 40, minute and a
something
half,
like
something like that. So I mean, I guess that can mess with your head as far as figuring out exactly.
And I guess
you're
wanting
to
be a group and not just have a bunch of tricksters out there, but
right. But yeah, probably the most disappointing, for what I would assume, was the Vegas club. I don't know, but the Honor Roll Skate Crew, I think they're going to be the ones to finish, win it all. Now, I will say the first group that came out, Disco Oasis, they were the only group of the 10 that highlighted their roller rink.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason that stood out for me is because part of the winnings is $10,000 to go to the rink of your, or to go to your home rink is the way they position it. And here, we know exactly where that's going to be.
Mm-hmm. We also know it's the last rink in
their
town.
That's also what stood out. In Los Angeles, this is the last something.
In their town.
Something doesn't sound
they're
right.
They're not from Los Angeles. They're from...
I thought they were from L.A.
Okay.
Which, I mean, that's why I was
that's
like...
big. L.A.'s big, though.
Yeah,
I thought it was from, like, their area.
Well, that's weird. If
but
there's
it could
only
be all
one,
of L.A.
Hmm. Yeah, only one left in L.A. And it is the Moonlight Roller Rink. Go ahead and throw them a nod since they named them. Okay, so once again, for those of you that haven't watched the show or didn't listen to last episode where we talked about the first episode, all five groups come out. They do their shtick. Our three judges apparently turn in a combined score of 1 to 100, whatever all three of them think. I thought maybe it was an average or something like that, but now I think watching them interact and discussing things, I think they just come up with a 0 to 100 and turn that in for that group. So, I'm not sure what order they were told. Maybe they were told from high to low. The winning group the second night got a 90, which is the high score for any of the 10 that competed in the, what do they call them? Qualifier rounds? And that was the Honor Roll Skate Crew. So they're safe.
Mm-hmm.
They go back. Next safe is the House of Skate out of Atlanta, Georgia. They got an 85. So that was like the third. I think 87 won it the first night.
Mm-hmm.
So 85 is like the third highest, I think. So, you know, having out of the second five, two of the top three or four scores, I think that means that this group, this half, was a stronger group than the first half. Yeah. Next safe were the Disco Oasis out of California with an 81. So that left Skate Shot with an 8 and Motley Hot Shots to eliminate it off. And the Skate Shot pulled a 78 and the Motley Hot Shots pulled a 74. Which I think a 74 was the lowest of the 10. Let me look here. Yeah, 77 So the three girls from Tampa with the Motley Hotshots, they got the low score overall in the qualifier round. But having said that, I would hope that more than 10 teams competed to get on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So they were still one of the 10 best
mm-hmm.
of everybody that tried out.
Auditioned.
Excuse me. So maybe low score of the 10. Maybe they will be the second group to go home, but they're in the final 10 of however many, which I would love to get that number just to be able to compare how, mm-hmm. how many tried out.
Mm-hmm. But,
okay, so now the skate shot had the higher of the two scores, so they got to pick whether they went first or second. They chose to go second, so the Motley Hot Shots went out, and both groups send out one person. They skate 20 seconds, I think it mm-hmm. is, and they skate to the intro song. And again, that was It's Your Birthday by Uncle Luke. So the first out were the Hot Shots, and Estrogen is her skate name. I forget her Christian name. She came out represented.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it really became evident that she did not have the props that she needed to do her kind of skating. She looked like she was trying, not like she was out there skating.
Right.
Next up were the Skate Shots. They threw out one of the guys. I think they were a multi-gender crew. Yeah. They threw out one of the guys because he, what was it, had the best tricks, she said, or something mm-hmm. like that. Also turned out it was the tallest dude of the
and her husband.
Yes, and her husband. So she got to introduce him.
Mm-hmm.
And it went out. A lot more tricks, a lot more of the standard roller skating in a roller rink kind of tricks that you would expect to see.
Mm-hmm.
Alphas and whatever the two-legged kicks are. And what you can go to Nicole Fiore on YouTube and she can name them all because that's what she does. Ultimately, the judges looked at everything and said that the Motley Hot Shots indeed were the team to go home. Also, we found out in a lot of the packages, we've been seeing that at least one person got hurt during practice, and it turned out it was one of the girls here for the Motley Hot Shots the night before practicing. And she fell and hit her head, and I'm surprised she wasn't concussed, but she got cleared to participate the next day, and so she was there. So that was the ambulance coming in, and then you see the ambulance people talking to somebody and all this stuff. It was one of their girls that turned out that it was. So there we go. We're down to our 9 groups, and let's see. Let's go through them here real quick.
Should be 8.
There, do what?
Should be 8.
What'd I say, 9?
Mm-hmm.
8, yeah, I'm sorry. They're going to be the Bad Boys Skate Crew, Lone Stars of Texas, Hot Wheels, and Skate Gravity from week 1.
Halt.
Week 2 will be Disco Oasis, Skate Shot, House of Skate, and the Honor Roll Skate Crew. Now, what happens is apparently for the third episode, and I'm not exactly sure how this is going to work out because the math gets kind of weird. They had all 8 crews come out, and they told them that next episode they would be competing against will look beside you. That is your competition. So, but so there's 4, or there's 8, and 4 will lose. And of those 4, 3 are going home.
Mm-hmm.
So that will then leave 5 to compete somehow for the next episode. So this is like the cutthroat episode here to go from 8 to, what is that, 12, 3, 30, a third, a little bit over a third of the mm-hmm. competitors go home. So going head-to-head in week 3, which is on tomorrow night as we record, will be the Lone Stars of Texas versus Disco Oasis, Skate Shot versus Skate Gravity, Hot Wheels versus the House of Skate, and the Honor Roll Skate Crew versus the Bad Boys Skate Crew, which the Bad Boys Skate Crew was the second highest scoring of the first week. Going against the Honor Roll Skate Crew, the high score for the second week.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think on a roll if they can get past this. Now, going head-to-head, I think is pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
So I would imagine what it'll be is it'll be a 1 and a 0 according
especially
to the judges.
That's if you're on skates, I mean, anybody can fall.
Yeah, anything. Anything can happen. Yeah, that's so.
Blow a wheel.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. I want to know how they will compete the next episode mm-hmm. with an
don't
odd
get ahead
number.
Of yourself.
No, but so. All right, so that leads us to some Dancing with the Stars talk.
Yes, and it's Disney night. We have Julianne and Alfonso as our hostess and host. And we have Carrie Ann, Derek, and Bruno for scores. And when I give scores, it will be Eddie Lee's, mine, Carrie Ann's, Derek's, and Bruno's score. We have two different dances. We have a couple's dance. And then they are split off into teams for a team dance. We started out our evening with Michael James Scott, who is the genie from the Broadway version of Aladdin, doing a dance with the pros and the host and hostess, choreographed by Mandy Moore, to the genie song from Aladdin. So that started us out. I thought it was cool that they had Alfonso and Julianne dancing since they can both dance.
Yeah, I
liked that. And then our first couple out were Stephen and Riley, and they were dancing a Charleston with a Hercules theme.
Dancing to the Star is Born song from the Hercules, I guess the animated.
Hercules, uh-huh.
No, that's not Hercules. That's a different movie.
Okay. They got a 6 from Eddie Lee because he is Craig tonight. A 7 from me, and then an 8 from our 3 judges.
I think the 6 was my lowest score of the night.
Yes, it was.
So it just...
It was.
He suffered from having the
first
score.
It was the spray tan, wasn't it? You couldn't get past... had a spray tan for the first time.
It was bad.
It was bad.
Yeah.
So next out were Jen and Sasha doing a Roomba to the Little Mermaid song.
Kiss the Girl from the Little Mermaid.
And Eddie Lee gave him an 8. I gave him a 7, and the other 3 judges gave him 8s.
See, I made up for it.
Yes, you did.
I'm right there.
You did. I wasn't as enamored with it as everyone else was. Joey and Jenna did a samba with a Tarzan theme.
Dancing to Trashin' the Camp. I don't know what Tarzan this is from. I don't know if it's the animated.
It's the animated Tarzan.
Is it the animated?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay. So all of these, the 101 Dalmatians, they showed pictures of the live action.
I know, but it has an animated version.
Yeah, it did.
But this was the animated Tarzan.
Okay.
And
Deadpool and Wolverine was an animated.
No.
They
got all 8s except for Bruno gave him a 9.
A 9.
And I really liked the dance. I thought it was good. He just didn't have the bounce. That's the only thing that was missing for me.
At all. I mean, there was no bounce. Samba bounce in
no
this.
Bounce.
Not from him.
Chandler and Brandon came out and did a paso to a Zombie 2 song.
We Own the Night, Zombie 2, some live-action Disney Channel thing.
That she stars in.
Chandler.
And
yeah.
Has been going on for forever. And we gave them 8s, and everybody else gave them 9s.
Mm.
Phaedra and Val did a jazz piece to 101 Dalmatians song.
Cruella de Vil's theme song, I guess, out of that.
And she made a very good Cruella de Vil, I thought.
Okay.
They got 8s from Phaedra and Val. They got an 8 from you, mm-hmm. a 7 from me, and an 8 from all the other judges. Danny and Whitney with the Deadpool Wolverine piece.
Yeah, which was the Backstreet Boys?
It was Joey Fatone on whatever he was in.
Who did Bye Bye Bye?
Uh-huh. And you gave him an 8. Everybody else gave him a 9. It was my favorite dance of the evening.
No.
And then Dwight and Daniela did a tango to Wreck-It Ralph.
Where can I see you? When can I see you again?
And we gave him 7s, and everybody else gave him 8s. 8 was the popular score.
Isn't that the name of a ballad? When can I see you
mm-hmm.
again?
When can I see you again?
From the 80s, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the last couple out were Ilona and Alan
doing
a jazz piece to Encanto.
Surface Pressure. And Ilona was directly a character from Encanto, which I thought Encanto was a little girl, but...
Now, this was the girl of the village that did all the manual labor.
Yeah, she was...
It's not the star of Encanto.
Okay.
It's not the main character.
Yeah, she was...
She was her friend.
Exact same body type
yes.
as Ilona.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. And there were lots of lifting by Alona in this piece.
Yes, and Alan was dressed like a donkey with a donkey head. You couldn't even tell it was Alan. Alan.
Nope. We gave him eights. Carrie Ann gave him a nine. And then the two boys gave her eights. So we had an immunity offer because next week we have a dance-off and we'll have an uneven number of people because somebody goes home tonight.
Right. So they
had we had to have an immunity offer.
They had to pull somebody.
Well, it was for the top-scoring couple. Well, there were two top-scoring couples. They were tied, which was Chandler and
Brandon.
Brandon. And I was
and
looking for
Danny
the other
Whitney.
Danny and Whitney. That's what I was looking for.
Right.
And they decided since they were tied this evening, they would average their scores throughout the whole series so far.
It was the total composite score.
Okay, total composite. And Chandler had the largest score composite, right. so that she got an immunity to the dance-off.
So if they survive tonight, mm-hmm. Chandler and Brandon are assured of not going home next week either.
Yes.
So
then we had our team dance, and the lowest scoring people were the captains.
Right.
Dwight was the captain of Roar, and Ilona was the captain of Goofy.
And they chose those names, by the way.
Yes, they did.
I'm kind of surprised that Ilona was the second lowest.
I know.
Scoring.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
So Dwight got to choose first because he was the lowest of the low.
Right.
And he chose Danny.
The lowest of the low.
Ilona chose Joey. Dwight got Steven, Ilona got Chandler, Dwight got Phaedra, Ilona got Jen, and Dwight got Steve. Did I say Danny, Steven, and Phaedra? Okay. And Ilona, Joey, Chandler, and Jen. I'm sorry, that's just three because it's their one. I was looking for four names, and they are one of the names. I'm
right.
So sorry.
They are the fourth name.
Yes. So Roar was doing a song from The Lion King.
I just can't wait to be king. The song from The Lion King.
The song from The Lion King. And it wasn't bad. They had to dance as a group, and then they had to split off into couple dance, and then there had to be at least, I think they said 30 seconds?
I don't know if they said
a time. Some amount of time. Mm-hmm. Just the stars had to dance together in a formation of their choosing.
You have a whole dance that has to come together, but then it has to be three parts.
Three parts.
Like that. Or, well, actually, it has to be six parts, because the four couples each do a thing, and it doesn't have to be the same thing because mm-hmm. they do it individually. And then all the stars, and then the group aspect mm-hmm. of it. So, yeah.
So they got all eights. It was pretty good.
It was okay. It was...
Uh-huh. And then the next group came out to the Goofy movie song...
Eye to Eye.
Eye to Eye. I don't know. Don't know the Goofy movie, and I didn't know the song. But they did an excellent job. I like the way they were dressed. If it is,
I don't know.
From the movie, it was kind of cool. The guys were in like lime green fluorescent jumpsuit kind of things,
right?
And the girls were in black boy shorts and black midriff shirts,
halters, and
boots
almost with stiletto.
I mean, they looked very Fosse Jazzy, and the boys
I
don't know.
They almost looked like a 30s jailbreak crew
or something.
It's kind of odd.
But it was cool because Ilona did a lot of lifting in the group dance.
Yes.
And she actually did a lift spin with Jenna in the middle
of
the spot.
Also, what was interesting is that Dwight lifted Steven
and did a spin
at the end.
And did a
first spin.
Spin.
And then here, Ilona lifted...
Jen.
No, not Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jenna. I'm thinking that... Competitor.
No.
So the I wonder if they
the
knew.
The team captains both did a spin with somebody on their
head. Yeah, they both lifted, and mm-hmm. it was both the same gender, and mm-hmm. it was both a spin. And I was mm-hmm. like, did somebody tell you that this had to be in there?
Because
it was so similar.
I don't know. But they got all nines because they were much more cohesive as a group.
Right.
Much more. So we have Safe. Chandler and Brandon.
And what they did is they took the individual, they added this team score to each of the individual scores for the final scoreboard.
So if you had like a 24, you got a 9 added to it.
Right, yeah.
Okay. So Safe is Chandler and Brandon, Ilona and Alan, Danny and Whitney, Joey and Jenna, Dwight and Daniela, and they left Stephen and Riley, Jen and Sasha, and Phaedra and Val standing on the stage, and they said not necessarily because you're in the bottom three, But one of you was going home because you are the bottom one, and it turned out to be Phaedra and Val. Which, looking at them dancing to this evening, it was either Phaedra or Dwight for me.
Yeah, it's and after that, it will really tighten up.
Yes.
It'll really tighten up.
After Dwight's gone, it could be anybody's game, really, depending on the night.
If he goes. I mean, I suspect that his vote will probably keep him in longer than he really should be, which is fine. But yeah, of the people left, yeah, she's as good a one that needs to go as either of the two. So, yeah.
So that was it for Dancing with the Stars. Do you have anything for next week?
We do know that it is they're calling it Halloween Nightmares Night. Each couple will perform one podcasting is hard. Each couple will perform one unlearned dance and participate in a dance-off. Now, the dance-off is where all the couples are on the floor at the same time, and they do a dance, and then the judges decide who comes off, right? Isn't that a dance-off?
I think so.
Like a marathon.
Like a marathon dance.
Yeah, okay. And then for receiving the highest cumulative points in the season so far, which that's not why they did it, but Chandler and Brandon, because they made it through this week, they made it through elimination next week also. But it's not, they didn't get that because they, well, maybe I guess by extension you could say that's why. But that's not why. And though more importantly, they will start next week with 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
Before they even get on the floor, they will have 3 points. So, I mean, you know, all they
have
to... They
don't need it because they can't get voted off.
No, but it probably goes to something.
I can't imagine what, because they can't get voted off.
Well,
I guess they can still get voted off. They just don't have to dance the dance-off.
Right, yeah.
They're still eligible for elimination.
Yeah, I guess they could
still.
They're
just not having to do the dance-off.
Which
may be a deterrent for some people.
Wouldn't that be funny if they got voted off?
I know.
And they don't find out until after the dance-off, and it's like, but you still have to go home.
Yeah. Because, you know, if people are like, well, I can't vote for them because I don't get to see them as much. So I'm not going to vote for them. And then they don't make it. That would be a bummer.
So, yeah. So they'll start with 3 points before they even dance. Mm-hmm. So a 27 will get them a perfect score.
Mm-hmm.
Or more will get them more, which I don't know. Well, I guess it would benefit them because of the averaging the judges and the vote tally. So, I mean, if you have more judges' points... It's got to benefit you overall. So, but that's it. There is no indication of what the dances are or anything.
Been too soon.
Yeah, it was just last night, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to Strictly, where we have the no theme whatsoever.
No.
Next week is our Halloween special,
for them as well, because
it's Halloween. We have Claudia and Tess as our hostesses. We have Craig, Motsy, Shirley, and Anton as our judges. And when I give the scores, it will be Eddie Lee, Terry Ann, Craig, Motsy, Shirley, Anton. First couple out are JB and Amy doing a jive.
Dancing to Hey Ya from Outkast.
And he got all the steps, but it wasn't as light as it should have been. It was a little too plotty for me. But he got an 8 from both of us because... He did get all the steps and he didn't mess up. He got a 7 and 8 and a 7 and 8 from the judges.
Yeah, I mean, it can be good.
Mm-hmm.
But
it could be bad.
Yeah, I think good is 7 or 8. It could be either one, just depending on what you're looking for.
Punam and Gorka did a Viennese waltz.
Dancing to Billy Joel's She's Always a Woman, which I never thought about it, but that is a perfect waltz song.
Yes, it is, and I love that song. We gave them 7s. And then it went drastically downhill to a 4, a 6, a 5, and a 6. Because we don't look at their feet.
Is that what she messed up? Or what?
They were saying that she, there was too much gapping and her feet weren't. She wasn't going on the right foot. But, you know, we go for entertainment value.
And
we're Carrie-Anns of this world.
She's a freaking doctor. Yeah, what does she know about dancing?
Know.
You know?
Jamie and Michelle did a Paso Doble.
Dancing to one of my all-time favorite... South of the Border, I guess, or Northern European songs, Malaguena by Ernesto Lucchione.
We gave him 9s. Craig gave him a 9. Everybody else gave him 10s. He did pretty well.
Yeah, it was...
He could have been a little more exaggerated in his shaping for me, and I would have given him a 10, but still, it was pretty good.
Let me look here real quick. Yeah, I can't say that it was my favorite, but it was one of my two favorite dances for the night.
Okay. Chris and Diane did a waltz.
Dancing to Jerry and the Pacemakers, You'll Never Walk Alone.
And apparently that is the theme song for the team of his of Liverpool.
Yeah.
Because he was very team. He was very emotional about it the whole week, they said. He got 8s from us and 8 from Craig and 9s from everyone else because he's just amazing.
To be a blind man, he... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If he could just... And I know that it's because... I know. Well, and I feel. I don't know. I feel that he hunches forward a little because you're always... looking for that thing you're going to run into. So you're kind of ready for it instead of standing up straight with his back straight.
It's easier to knock you back.
Mm-hmm. And so that's the only thing he needs. He needs to stand up
straight. And that's about the only thing that he has left.
Yes.
And it's not been corrected yet. It's his posture. It's there in every dance. Mm-hmm.
And he may, who knows, he may have something wrong with his back that he can't stand up straight.
Could be that he can't be
straight,
yeah.
They haven't said anything.
Who was that? There was somebody that was much older than him that had issues and they were hunched permanently. Yeah.
Tasha and Alias did a tango.
Dancing to Florence and the Machine's Dog Days Are Over.
They got a 7 from you, an 8 from me, an 8 from Craig, a 9, an 8, and a 9. So it was kind of a mixed bag. I liked it. Paul and Karen did a samba.
Dancing to Rolls Royce's Car Wash.
And I liked the song. I liked her outfit. I liked the fact that he went out there. We gave him a 7 and an 8 because it was very entertaining, very enjoyable. I could not have done what he did at all.
But honestly, what he did was not overly good.
But it wasn't a 3, a 5, a 5, and a 6. It was
a 6.
It was a 6 to a 7.
Yeah.
I was generous because I enjoyed it.
I
just sat there going, I couldn't do that. Okay, Sam and Nikita did a quick step.
Dancing to Natasha Bedingfield's Unwritten.
You gave him a 7. I gave him an 8. I really liked it. And then it was a 6, a 7, a 6, and a 7. They kept saying that she was also not starting out on the right foot. And I'm like, gosh.
Yeah, something I think even she started
on the wrong
foot. And maintained that throughout. She was not... didn't realize she was on the wrong foot, or she was so upset
because they did it perfectly in rehearsal. And then she said, you know, it's like any game, you practice and you get good and you're good at it, and then you go out and you fall flat on your face.
That's always the way it goes. I mean, that's just...
She said, you can't get upset about it, you just move on.
Yep.
Pete and Yuita did a rumba.
Dancing to Don't Look Back in Anger from Oasis.
You gave him a 6, I gave him a 7, then I got a 4, 5, 6, 7.
Rumba is not Pete's thing.
No.
It's not.
It's very seldom anybody's thing, actually. And even though Jamie really loves the rumba, I didn't think his was all that good either.
No.
Sarah and Vito did a samba.
Dancing to Rafaela Carrera's Do It Again.
And they got all 8s. So they were very good. There you go. Shane and Nancy did an American Smooth.
Dancing to Sam Smith's Get Here.
And if we could have got Craig involved... They would have been all 8s also, but he gave him a 7.
Yeah.
So it was good. And then Wynn and Katya did a quick step.
To ELO's My Blue Sky.
We gave him 8s. Craig gave him a 7. And the two girls gave him 9s.
Mm-hmm.
And Anton gave him an 8. I didn't think it was 9 worthy.
Yeah.
In fact, I almost put a 7 down because what I thought might have been a mistake was perhaps slapstick, because there was a lot of slapstick humor in it.
It was very slapsticky. Yeah.
So that's why I went ahead and gave him an 8, because I was like, well, maybe that was supposed to be that way. And he said in It Takes Two that some of the slapstick stuff, none of it worked in the rehearsal. Tried to take the doorknob, was supposed to come off the door, and the whole door started to fall down on him because it wouldn't let go. His shoes were too clean, so when he went over to the toilet paper stack, nothing stuck to his shoe for him to drag along. He just said it was just funny that nothing that was supposed to go wrong went wrong. Yeah, didn't go wrong. And then Montel and Johannes finished out the night for us with a couple's choice.
Dancing to Skeleton Move by Master KG and Zanda Zakuza.
And it was a fusion of Caribbean and Afro jazz.
Yeah.
And they got 9s from us and 9 from Craig and 10s from everybody else. That was the favorite dance of the evening.
Yeah, that was
for me.
Tied for me.
And Jamie Michelle was the second favorite dance of the evening, and they were both scored the same. So there you go. And then we went to our vote-off show. And Sophie Ellis Baxter is our musical guest. We had O.T. Mabuse back doing the choreography for the group number that they did, which was a paso, and it was wonderful.
It was very cool.
It was wonderful. I like it when they do ballroom Latin standard dances for their group dance with some embellishment, mm-hmm. more than when they do
contemporary whatever.
Something or
yeah.
other.
Yeah.
That's not why I watch this show. I don't want to see contemporary. I want to see them take a paso or a waltz or something and put a story to it.
Which, it's interesting you say that, because on the It Takes Two, the episode where Anton and Craig were both on there, Anton talking about way back season one, where you came out, you bowed, you danced, you bowed, and walked off.
Mm-hmm.
That was, mm-hmm. you danced. That's what you did. And yeah, I haven't been watching it since the very beginning, but I started right about the time that they started loosening up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it definitely was a much more formal dance competition mm-hmm. show at first, much different from what it looks and feels
and
like now.
I will say that more and more and more, also, if you compare the two, Dancing with the Stars and Strictly is still much more strict on the technique than Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars is getting away from the technique a lot.
Right.
A lot.
But then you also have to look at the judges.
Mm-hmm.
The judges are not, well, Derek, but the other two judges, and typically the guest judges they have, are not dance people.
Mm-hmm.
Strictly, it's almost always dance people that they have on there. Past judges, I mean, it's always people who
know
their
stuff.
I think
Craig is the only one that hasn't competed in a national championship.
Who hasn't competed, but he has professionally danced.
Oh, yes.
So,
but
yeah,
I'm just saying, in actual Latin ballroom,
yeah.
he's the only one of the four that hasn't competed in a national championship. The other three are all national champions at some point.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So very, very different vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Strictly is, they're a lot looser, but they still are a very traditional leaning
mm-hmm.
kind of show, as opposed to our Dancing with
the
Stars.
They want some technique.
Yeah.
So we have we had a little rehash. And then we have Safe, Chris and Diane, Shane and Nancy, Pete and Yuita, Wynn and Katya, and Montel and Johannes, with JB and Amy in the dance-off. And we're like, what?
I don't know.
Okay. And then we had our dance debrief with the judges, where they talk about something in the dance. And we had Sophie Ellis Baxter come out and sing her song, and it wasn't too bad.
No,
it wasn't too bad at all.
Yeah, it was decent.
It was Neil and Nadia, and I could swear, and I could be wrong, but it looked like Neil was a step in for whoever was supposed to dance with Nadia. His outfit wasn't comparable to hers. And they did not do a choreographed dance in my eyes, because there was lots of times where it looked like they were ad-libbing. So I'm wondering if whoever was supposed to dance with her suddenly couldn't.
Yeah, couldn't.
And Neil's like, I'll go out and do it. And, you know, they just kind of got together and did some moves to the song.
Okay.
And then we have them all come out again, and Safe is Jamie and Michelle, Sarah and Vito, Punam and Gorka, Sam and Nikita, and Tasha and Aliaj. And we have Paul and Karen in the bottom two. Well, with JB and Paul, we already know.
Come on.
They don't really need to dance, but let's go ahead. Let's do it. Neither one of them did any better than the time before.
No.
And so, you know, it didn't make a difference. And everybody unanimously voted for JB to stay. And Paul, I think, was also unanimously voting for JB to stay. And he's like ready to go home. So we said goodbye to Paul.
Which is not bad. I mean,
no.
not.
No, he, of the dance capabilities of who was left, he was the one to go.
Yeah. Both shows are getting to the point where the lesser dancers are who it is that needs to go, because they're.
And unfortunately, they are going, because we've had times when they didn't go.
Right. Yeah.
But fortunately, they are.
All right. So we have a full complement for Strictly for next week. For their Halloween, which don't have music yet. Or no, I did see a chart up somewhere on X, maybe. But the only thing I have here in front of me are the dances. Chris and Diane will be doing a samba. Jamie and Michelle, an American Smooth. JB and Amy, a Foxtrot. Montel and Johannes, a Cha-Cha-Cha. Pete and Yowita, the Viennese Waltz. Dr. Poonam and Gorka, a Tango. Sam and Nikita, a Jive. Sarah and Vito, an Argentine Tango. Shane and Nancy, a Pasodoble. Tasha and Aliage, a Samba. And Wynn and Katya, a Salsa. Now, it looks like Samba is the only dance repeated. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We will have 10 different dances.
Cool beans.
So yeah, just two sambas, everything else a different dance.
Cool.
So that's not bad. That doesn't happen very often.
No.
And that's all I have so far for Strictly.
Cool. I'm done.
Okay. Well, if you guys want to send us any feedback, you can go to the website, deliberatenoise.com/dancefever, and leave comments there.
F-E-V-R-E.
Dancefever@gmail.com is the email address if you want to take your time and leave an extended comment.
F-E-V-R-E.
On the socials, Dance Fever is on Twitter. And on Blue Sky, for those of you that have migrated over there, you can find Teal Productions. We'll get a hold of us over there. Dance Fever doesn't have a handle there, but Teal Productions will do it.
T-E-A-L.
And on Twitter?
F-E-V-R-E.
There you go. It's one word on Twitter, Dance Fever. So those are the ways to get in touch with us. Leave us some feedback, guys.
Hey, Eddie Lee.
Yes.
How do you spell fever?
F-E-V-R-E.
Thank you.
The old English way.
We just know that you're misspelling it, and that's why we haven't gotten any contact from anybody.
It's being misdirected because the spelling is off. All right, guys. So we will see you again next week.
Bye.